向我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主就像诗歌所唱的，永远是要带我们往前走。
As the hymn we sang, our Lord is always leading us forward.
我们的主永远是积极的。
And our Lord is always eager.
但是需要我们向着他也有一个回应。
So we must have a response to him.
我们这个人也要往前才可以。
But I must also desire to press on forward.
我们一起先来读提摩太后书第三章。
Let us read together 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
一直到第四章的第五节。
We'll read until 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
提摩太后书第三章，一直读到提摩太后书第四章第五节。
From 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 5.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，说好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实力。这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和扬毕怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。我所忍受是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中主都把我救出来了。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫，只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶。他欺哄人也被人欺哄，但你所学习的、所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训责备人、警戒人、劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。 好，我们就停在这里。
We will stop here.
我本来是要预备交通这第三章里面的一句话。
I want to share on a verse in chapter 3.
但我后来在准备的时候，我觉得前面有一些东西如果不明白的话，后面其实没有办法讲。
But then I felt that if we don't understand the verses before that, we actually can't understand that verse I want to share on.
我今天的题目是提摩太后书第三章第一节里面的前四个字，你该知道。
So I want to share on 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, just the first three words, but know this.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章一开始就说你该知道。
At the beginning of chapter 3 verse 1, Paul says, but know this.
因为末世必有危险的日子来了。
Because in the last days there will be perilous times.
他说你应该知道了。
And so you ought to know this.
你要知道了。
You have to know this.
你不能不知道了。
There is no way you cannot know this.
别人可以不知道。
Others don't need to know it.
但你不能不知道。
But you can't not know this.
就是末世必有危险的日子。
That in the last days perilous times will come.
保罗那个时候是末世的话。
And so Paul was speaking these words in the perilous time, in the last days.
我们今天就更是末世。
And today we are even more so in the last days.
保罗告诉我们，当所有人都觉得很好的时候，
Paul tells us that when everyone else thinks it's good,
都在那里说平安了，平安了。
Everyone is saying peace, peace.
没有觉得有什么危险的时候，
they don't feel there's any danger.
你不能这样的觉得。
You cannot feel that way.
你不能和他们一样。
You cannot be the same as them.
因为你是一个服事主的人。
Because you are one who serves the Lord.
所以你必须要知道。
So you need to know this.
现在是一个危险的时候。
Now is a dangerous time.
你不能轻看忽略这件事情。
You cannot belittle or look down at this matter.
当一件事情你该知道。
For something you ought to know.
你却因为一些原因你忘记了。
But for some reason you forgot about it.
你忽略了。
You missed it.
你不知道这件事情。
You don't know about this matter.
那你今天就有危险。
Then today there's a danger.
当我们开车的时候。
When you're driving.
我们遇见 stop sign.
You encounter a stop sign.
我们就知道要停下来。
You know you need to stop.
如果你继续开，你就有可能没命了。
If you continue to drive through it, you might lose your life.
这是每一个人今天上路要开车之前就该知道的。
For everyone who is driving, you need to know this.
因为它非常的重要。
Because this is very important.
知道与不知道是生和死的差别。
The difference between knowing and not knowing is the difference between life and death.
没有一个人可以不知道 stop sign 是什么意思，然后去开车的。
There's no one who can say they didn't know the meaning of the stop sign yet still drive a car.
他不可能一直没有事情的。
And there will be something that will happen.
总有一天要有大事出现。
And eventually there will be a big danger.
这是一定会发生的。
This will happen.
无论今天你感觉多平安。
No matter how peaceful you feel.
明天你都有可能会丧命。
The next day you might lose your life.
其实这件事和你感觉是没有关系的。
This thing is unrelated to how you feel.
只要你不知道 stop sign 是什么意思，
as long as you don't know what the stop sign means,
你就一直处在这个危险的当中。
You are always living in this dangerous condition.
所以保罗在这里告诉每一个想要服侍主、跟从主的人。
So Paul is telling everyone who wants to serve the Lord and follow the Lord,
你该知道。
You ought to know this.
现在是一个危险的时候。
Because right now is perilous time.
你一定要知道的。
You have to know this.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道？
Brothers and sisters, do you know this?
今天是一个危险的时候。
That right now is a perilous time.
如果你不知道的话，
If you don't know this,
今天你就要来知道的。
Then you need to know it today.
否则你是很危险的。
Unless you continue in this danger.
我们是没有办法来走好主的路的。
And we cannot walk the right way of the Lord.
我们是没有办法来走锡安大道。
And there's no way we can walk the highway to Zion.
因为你不知道那个危险在哪里。
Because you don't know where the danger is.
那个本来是危险。
That it should be danger.
你却以为是正常。
But you thought that was normal.
那个本来会要了你的命。
The thing that would require your life.
你却以为是没有关系的。
But you thought it was no big deal.
那件事是神所不接受的。
This thing God does not accept.
你却以为那是神接受的。
But you thought that was the thing God wanted.
所以我们随时都有可能成为仇敌可以吞吃的。
And so we are always those who Satan can devour.
并且常常是糊涂的。
And we are often confused.
我们在神的手里就变做一个没有用处的人。
And then we become useless in God's hands.
本来我们可以有用的。
But we are those who could be useful.
但因着我们不知道危险在哪里。
But because we don't know where the danger is.
因着我们不知道什么是危险的事情。
Because we don't know what are the things that are dangerous.
我们就没有办法让自己得拯救。
So there is no way we can deliver ourselves.
我们也没有办法帮助别人能够得拯救。
And there's no way we can help others.
旧约的时候有一种的病叫做大麻风。
In the Old Testament, there is a disease called leprosy.
凡得了大麻风的人，他们就失去对痛和热的感知力。
Those who have leprosy have lost their sense of heat and pain.
所以他们不知道那些很烫的东西是不能碰的。
So they don't know that they're not able or supposed to touch those things that are very hot.
他们不知道那些很锋利的东西是不能碰的。
They don't know that those dangerous things they aren't supposed to touch.
所以他们非常容易受伤。
So it's very easy for them to get hurt.
并且他们受伤了，他们自己不知道自己受伤了。
And when they get hurt, they don't even know that they are hurt.
不知道我落在了危险当中。
They don't know that they have fallen into this dangerous condition.
所以他们常常因为反复受伤需要截肢。
And so because of frequent injuries, they have to get their limbs amputated.
因为他们不知道危险在哪里。
Because they don't know where the danger is.
因为他们对危险没有感觉。
Because they have no feeling to it.
不经意的就烧伤碰伤。
And because of that, then they burn themselves, they have injury.
因为反复的损害，他们常常手指跟脚趾都是没有的。
And because of that, they lose many of their limbs.
那些烫的锋利的东西不能碰，他们却不知道。
That these hot things, these sharp things, they can't touch, but they don't know it.
因为他们是一个病人。
Because they are a sick person.
这个是可以要了他们的命的。
And these things can take their life.
他们去摸那些很烫的东西。
They touch those things that are very hot.
看起来非常的勇敢。
They seem so brave.
看起来很有平安的感觉。
They look as if they're at peace.
但他们却不知道这个事情可能会要了他们的命。
But they don't know that this very thing could take their life.
真平安会产生出平安的感觉。
True peace will bring a feeling of peace.
但是平安无事的感觉绝对不等于你有真平安。
But a feeling of peace does not mean that you always have true peace.
绝对不等于你今天是安息在神永远的膀臂之中。
And it does not mean that you are resting under God's everlasting arm.
今天有很多人天天在找感觉。
Today, many people are seeking this feeling.
天天在关注我自己的感觉。
And they are very aware of their own feelings.
天天在用自己的感觉度量自己。
And they are using their feelings to measure themselves.
他们是一个被自己感觉所充满的人。
They are someone who is filled with their own feelings.
对他们来说最重要的就是我的感觉。
To them, the most important thing is their feeling.
有了平安的感觉他们就开心。
As long as they have feeling of peace, they are happy.
好像什么都可以不管不顾了。
As if they can ignore and disregard everything else.
没有平安的感觉。
But when they lose that feeling of peace,
他们也就什么都不管不顾了。
They still also do not regard or care about anything.
神的事情就摆在一边了。
And they put God's things to the side.
所以他们高的时候可以高到三层天上去。
And so when they are feeling high, they could be lifted up to the third heaven.
当他们低的时候他们又落到无底坑里面。
And when they are feeling down, they could drop to the bottomless pit.
我想我们的标准绝对不能建立在我们的感觉上面。
So we see our standard cannot be based on our feelings.
因为那个事情是根本不可靠的。
Because that is so unreliable.
今天很多的人觉得什么都好，什么都平安。
Some people feel that everything is good, there's peace.
什么都没事。
There's no problem.
什么都可以。
Everything is fine.
什么都接受。
They accept everything.
都挺好的。
Everything seems good.
因为我感觉很平安。
Because I feel at peace.
其实自己生病了，得了大麻风还不知道。
But even though they have become sick, they have leprosy, yet they still don't know.
在属灵的事上，这样的人是没有办法跟从主。
So in spiritual matters, these people have no way of following the Lord.
因为他们不知道那个危险在哪里。
Because they don't know where the danger is.
对属灵的事情从里面没有一个真的知道。
And they don't have a true understanding within.
我想我们今天千万不能在那里追求什么都好的感觉。
We cannot be pursuing that feeling that everything is fine.
在属灵的事情上。
In spiritual matters.
觉得什么都好。
If we feel that everything is okay.
什么都可以。
Everything is acceptable.
什么情形都无所谓。
That anything will work.
好像很平安。
It appears that you are at peace.
好像很有包容心。
It seems that you have so much love and are so accepting.
这在属灵的市场是一种病态的表现。
But we see that in spiritual matters, this is actually a sickness.
其实这是很不正常的事情。
This is very abnormal.
我们从一信主开始。
From the moment we believe in the Lord,
我们就不能以自己的感觉为标准。
We cannot make our feelings our standard.
不能以自己的感觉为中心。
We cannot focus on our feelings.
而要以神的话为中心。
But our standard must be in the Word of God.
以神的话为标准。
And God's word is what we measure.
我想我这里说的不是我们良心的感觉。
So I'm not just talking about the feeling in our conscience.
如果良心有亏，那我们就要认罪。
Because if we feel weak in our conscience, that means we need to confess our sin.
想当说到感觉，乃是说到我们情绪的高高低低。
But when I talk about feeling, I'm talking about our emotions, our ups and downs.
这件事情，如果一个人他不是有意识的在主的面前学。
And so if someone does not have a desire to learn before the Lord,
就是信主了十年。
That they could believe in the Lord for 10 years,
也不会改变了。
Yet they will never change.
你仍然会成为一个被自己感觉所捆绑。
You will always be someone who is bound by your feelings.
我们在属灵的事上绝对不能成为一个得了大麻风的人。
In spiritual matters, we cannot be those who have leprosy.
不知道什么是公义，什么是罪。
And we don't know what is righteousness and what is sin.
不知道什么是正直，什么是弯曲。
And we don't know what is the right way and what is the crooked way.
不知道什么是神要的，什么不是神要的。
We don't know what God wants and what God doesn't want.
不知道什么是危险，什么是要躲开的，什么是平安。
And we don't know what is dangerous and we should stay away from and what is peace.
我们从一信主开始就被主摆在一个战场上。
From the moment we believe in the Lord, we are placed on the battlefield.
我们是一个要打仗的人。
We are those who need to fight.
我想这不是我说的。
This is not what I said.
这是神在他自己的话里面说的。
This is what God says in His word.
在出埃及记里面有出现了五次。
In the book of Exodus, it appears five times.
耶和华神称呼以色列人。
God called the people of Israel.
给他们有一个称呼。
And He called them this way.
也就是说神是怎么样看他们的。
So this shows how God views them.
我们都知道以色列人是神的子民。
We know that the children of Israel are God's people.
但是神在出埃及记里面不仅叫他们是神的子民。
But not only did God call them the children of Israel.
我想我们一起读一下，我会挑里面几节我们一起读一下。
Let's read a few of these verses that I select few verses.
出埃及记第十二章第十七节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 12 verse 17.
十二章第十七节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 17.
对不起，是第七章第四节。
Sorry, we'll read chapter 7 verse 4.
第七章第四节。
Chapter 7 verse 4.
但法老必不听你们，我要伸手重重的刑罚埃及，将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来。
But Pharaoh will not heed you so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment.
出埃及记十二章第四十一节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 41.
十二章第四十一节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 41.
正满了四百三十年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这里你有没有看到一件事情？神不仅称呼以色列人是他的子民。
Do you see here that God not only calls them the children of Israel?
没错，以色列人是神的子民。
Indeed, they are the children of Israel.
这是他们的身份。
This is their status.
但同时他们有另外的一个身份。
But at the other hand, they also have another status.
这是他们的责任。
This is their responsibility.
这是他们所要付上摆上的工作。
And this is the work that they need to pay. That
当你成为神的子民的时候，
And so when you become a children of God,
你也必须同时是耶和华的军队。
At the same time, you need to become the armies of the Lord.
这两个身份是不能够分开的。
And these two status or position cannot be separated.
你不可能只做子民而不做耶和华的军队。
You cannot just remain a child but not be an army.
这不是能够给我们可以选择的。
This is not a choice.
这个是没有选择的。
You have no choice.
除非我今天不做神的子民。
Unless you choose to not be a child of God.
或者我也可以做子民，不做军队，那我就马上被仇敌吞吃。
Or if you are children but you are not army of God, then you will immediately be devoured by the enemy.
什么是耶和华的军队？
What is the armies of the Lord?
一面来说就是你有敌人的。
On one aspect, it means you have an enemy.
你有仗要打的。
There is a fight you have to fight.
耶和华的军队说就是今天神的敌人就是我的敌人。
And when you are in the army of the Lord, it means that God's enemies are my enemies.
你不能把神的敌人当做你的朋友。
You cannot make God's enemy your friend.
你同时也不能把不是神敌人的人当做你的敌人。
And you can also not make those who are not God's enemies become your enemies.
主的话告诉我们。
The word of the Lord tells us.
世界、宗教、肉体、撒旦，这都是与神为敌的。
That we see the religion, the world, Satan,Tradition, these are all things that are against God.
当我们一重生得救的时候，
The moment we are born again,
这四样的东西 同时也成为我们的敌人。
These four things also become our enemy.
这是我们要打的仗。
This is a fight we must fight.
另一面来说，
On the other hand,
什么是耶和华的军队？
What are the armies of the Lord?
我们读一下约书亚记第五章十三到十四节。
Let us read Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
约书亚记第五章十三到十四节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看，不料有一个人手里拿着拔出来的刀对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant?
所以另一面说，耶和华的军队是有元帅在率领。
And so we see that in the army of the Lord, there is a commander.
你不是自己在那里做元帅的。
You are not the commander of yourself.
我们是像约书亚一样做仆人的。
Like Joshua, we are servants.
我们乃是要顺服我们的元帅。
And we must submit to the commander.
所以耶和华的军队今天要顺服神。
So the armies of the Lord must submit to God.
要顺服圣灵的带领。
Submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
对外我们有敌人。
Outwardly, we have the enemies.
我们要打仗。
We have to fight.
对上面我们有元帅，我们要顺服。
And we look up, that we need to submit to the commander.
对内我们今天有同伴，我们要同心。
And we look inwardly, we need to have companions, we need to be of the same mind.
我们一同顺服主，一同对抗仇敌。
And so we, together we submit to the Lord and fight against the enemy.
所以我们一得救就有仗要打。
So the moment we are saved, we have a battle to fight.
要与神的敌人来打仗。
We need to fight against the enemies of the Lord.
我们就有元帅在那里要顺服。
And there's a commander we need to submit to.
同时我们也要找到我们同心爱主的同伴，一同的往前奔走。
At the same time, we need to find companions who are of the same mind and press on together.
我想这样才能叫做耶和华的军队。
Only this way can we be called the armies of the Lord.
今天我们是要出埃及的。
Today we need to leave Egypt.
你要与世界有一个清楚的分别。
You need to have a clear separation with the world.
你的家也不能扎根在世界的里面。
And you cannot root your house in the world.
我们的家也要从埃及的里面出来。
Our house needs to also be delivered out of Egypt.
今天你去到旷野里面是为着什么呢？
So what is the purpose that you are going to the wilderness?
是要与肉体打仗的。
Is to fight against the flesh.
是要与罪打仗的。
To fight against sin.
是要顺服主的。
To submit to the Lord.
是要顺服云柱与火柱的引导的。
To submit to the leading of the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
是要在那里天天来仰望倚靠主的。
And daily to rely on the Lord.
我想在旷野里是要去侍奉主的。
In the wilderness, we are going to serve the Lord.
即使有一天进到了迦南，我们仍然是一个有仗要打的人。
Even when we enter Canaan, we are those who have a battle to fight.
我们要继续在那里顺服主，倚靠主。
We need to continue to submit to the Lord and trust in the Lord.
我想今天你去旷野，不是去那里露营去旅游的。
You are not going to the wilderness to vacation, to go camping.
我现在在网上看到很多人。
Online, I see a lot of people.
因为城市生活太安逸了。
Because they are dissatisfied with dwelling in city life.
所以他们经常就在外面找一片大草地。
So they look for an open plain.
他们去旷野去露营。
They go wilderness to explore.
他们去旅游。
They vacation.
他们去感受一下生活。
They feel what it's like to live there.
这些人去旷野是去玩的。
They're going to the wilderness to play.
对他们来说，去旷野是去享受的。
To them, going to the wilderness is for enjoyment.
很多时候周末，他们就一大堆人开车。
So in the weekend, a bunch of them drive out.
集体去旷野。
They go to the wilderness.
到旷野集体搭帐篷。
And then they pitch their tents.
集体在那里露营，然后烤肉。
And then they have a good time. They have a barbecue.
然后坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
And then they eat, drink, and they have a good time.
他们彼此之间鼓励一下彼此。
And they encourage each other.
说一些有正能量的话。
They say some words that have some strength.
玩几天，放松几天。
And they have fun for a few days. They relax and let loose for a few days.
与压力的生活隔绝几天。
And they escape from the pressures of the world for a few days.
他们也有夏令会。
They also have their so-called retreat.
夏令会结束之后。
And after their retreat is over.
他们一起开车回埃及。
Together they drive back home.
继续在埃及奋斗。
And continue to live in Egypt.
继续为了埃及的生活享受打拼。
And they pursue to enjoy the life in Egypt.
他们周末可能去聚会充充电。
And maybe in the weekend they go to the meetings to recharge their battery.
被鼓励鼓励。
They're encouraged a little.
周一再回埃及，好好干。
But on Monday they return back to Egypt and work hard for
it. 自己的享受，继续奋斗。
And to pursue their own pleasure and enjoyment.
暑假的时候他们一起办一个夏令会。
And then in summertime they have a retreat.
刚好有一年夏天请了两位讲员。
And then they invite two speakers to come.
在夏令会当中实在心中受感动。
And at the retreat, they are so moved.
实在心中受鼓励。
And they are so encouraged.
讲员说到你们要行走要力上加力。
And when they hear the speaker say, you need to go from strength to strength.
基督是你的满足。
That Christ is your satisfaction.
然后他们就开车回埃及。
But then they drive back home and return to Egypt.
继续为着埃及的享受在那里奋斗。
Continuing to pursue the pleasures of Egypt.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
回去之后他们也没力。 也没有满足。
When they go back home, there is no strength and there is no satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，那些人为什么去旷野？
So why do these people go to the wilderness?
他们是去露营的。
They're just there to vacation.
他们去玩的。
They're just there for fun.
他们去放松自己的。
They're just there to relax.
他们的确花了时间。
Indeed, they spent time.
他们的确受了感动。
And they were moved.
但是他们所做的所有的一切。
But all that they did.
都是为了怎么回埃及去更好的生活的。
The purpose was so that they could live a better life in Egypt.
他们用所有在旷野所听得到。
All the messages that they heard in the wilderness,
拿到埃及去用。
They tried to use it in Egypt.
要在埃及操练。
To exercise in Egypt.
为着埃及的目的。
For the purpose of living in Egypt.
在那里操练旷野所听到的道。
They tried to exercise the words they heard in the wilderness.
你就发现一件事情。
Then you will find one thing.
非常奇妙的。
It's very amazing.
他们越走越疲乏。
The more they walk, the wearier, they get more and more weary.
怎么样都不能满足。
And they cannot be satisfied.
在埃及不满足。
They are not satisfied in Egypt.
去旷野也不满足。
They go to the wilderness, they are not satisfied.
他们常常像我们刚才读提摩太后书第三章第六到第七节所说的。
They are often like the people we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6 and 7.
他们担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，却终究不能明白真道。
That they are loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
他们就是不能够明白主的话。
They just cannot understand the word of the Lord.
就是没有办法经历到主话语的真实。
They cannot experience the truth of God's word.
非常的奇妙。
And so amazing.
他们不管经历多少的事情。
No matter how many things they experience.
不管经历多少奇妙的事情。
No matter how amazing things they experience.
蒙怜悯的事情。
How much mercy they have experienced from God.
都没有办法使他们更爱主。
None of it can cause them to love the Lord more.
不是没有事情发生。
It's not that nothing happened.
但是这个人就是没有改变。
But that this person does not change.
弟兄姊妹，我们到旷野是为着什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we go to the wilderness, what are we going for?
我们去旷野去干什么呢？
What are we doing in the wilderness?
我们读一下出埃及记第七章十六节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 7 verse 16.
出埃及记第七章十六节。
Exodus chapter 7 verse 16.
对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神打发我来见你。说容我的百姓去好在旷野侍奉我到如今你还是不听。
And you shall say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you saying, Let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear.
主的话告诉我们我们要出埃及。
The Lord's word, he tells us we need to leave Egypt.
要进到旷野里面。
We need to go into the wilderness.
在旷野里面是要侍奉他。
And in the wilderness, we are to serve him.
我们不是去旷野里面露营搭帐篷的。
We are not just going to the wilderness to enjoy ourselves to pitch a tent.
不是去旷野里面去享受的。
We are not there to enjoy the wilderness.
不是去玩的。
We're not there to have fun.
也不是让我们去那里散散心。
And it's not just for us to vacation.
听听讲道。
To hear some message.
然后再回到埃及为自己打拼。
And then we go back to Egypt and strive for our own things.
我们必须知道我们为什么要去旷野。
But we need to know why we are going to the wilderness.
你要是为着埃及的生活去旷野的话。
If you are going to the wilderness for the purpose of your life in Egypt.
那你整个的目的就错掉了。
Then your whole purpose is wrong.
你真的会经历到你非常的痛苦的。
And you will experience a lot of suffering.
因为你的心是在埃及的。
Because your heart is still in Egypt.
因为你的前途是在埃及的。
Because your future is still in Egypt.
因为你的快乐与享受也是在埃及的。
Because all the joy and your pleasure is still in Egypt.
旷野里所得到所有的祝福都不能够满足你的。
And so all the blessing you experience in the wilderness cannot satisfy you.
就是旷野里面从灵磐石里面流出来的水。
Even if you experience water coming out of the rock,
你也不会觉得有很好喝的。
You won't feel that it is very enjoyable to drink.
你还是觉得埃及的可乐更好喝。
Because you still think that the Coke from Egypt tastes better.
虽然你喝了还会渴。
And even though you drink it, you will still thirst again.
但你就是愿意去一直喝它。
But you continue to want to drink that.
我们今天如果要有属灵的路可以走。
If we want to walk on the spiritual way,
我们一得救就要出埃及。
From the moment we are saved, we must leave Egypt.
一得救就要与世界有一个清楚的分别。
And from the moment we are saved, we must have a clear separation from the world.
我们的主不再是法老。
Our Lord is no longer Pharaoh.
我们的一生的目的乃是要服侍我们这位又真又活的主。
But our purpose in life is to serve the true and living Lord.
一个人如果真的重生得救，
if someone is truly born again,
他会真的想要来侍奉主。
They will want to serve the Lord.
他会真的想要来侍奉主的。
They will want, have a desire to serve the Lord.
你真的不太需要怎么去逼他劝他的。
You don't need to force them or tell them too much.
你只要把主的话告诉他。
Just tell them the word of the Lord.
你只要把主的话怎么讲告诉他。
No matter what, just tell them the word of the Lord.
一个人得救了是一件非常奇妙的事情。
For someone to be saved is a very amazing thing.
在他的生命里面就出现一个奇妙的大改变。
In their lives, there is a great change.
他对着主的命令有一个欢喜能够接受的心。
Towards God's word, they have an accepting, a joyful heart.
根本不勉强。
You don't need to force them.
当他不知道什么是主所要的时候，他可以糊涂。
When they don't know what God wants, they could be confused.
但是有一天当他一知道主要什么，
But the moment that they know what God wants,
他是非常愿意来接受来顺服的。
They are very willing to accept and follow.
他里面愿意有说主我要来遵行你的话。
They have a desire that, Lord, I want to follow your word.
里面没有很多的那个 argument.
And they don't have a argument feeling.
他对着真理有一个真实的爱慕。
But they have a desire, a longing for the truth.
像我们的神是满了恩典与怜悯的神。
Our Lord is full of grace and mercy.
像我们在埃及做奴仆的时候。
And when we are slaves in Egypt,
神就在那里帮助我们，供应我们。
And the Lord is leading us and supplying us.
解决我们埃及很多的需要。
To solve all our problems in Egypt.
虽然我们忘记他，不认识他。
Although we forget him and don't know him.
但他却顾念我们。
But yet he still considers us.
我想我自己从来根本没有想过我要来信耶稣。
For myself, I could not even imagine that I would come and believe in the Lord.
我对信耶稣里面从来没有过一点正面的看法。
I did not have one positive view of believing in the Lord.
我是非常反对这些有信仰的人。
I was very against those people who had faith.
我觉得这群人都是在骗人的。
I thought they were fooling everyone.
当我开始遇到基督徒的时候，
But then when I started to meet Christians,
我就跟他们辩论。
Then I started to argue with them.
我就专门在圣经上找到一些的话，我去拿到他们面前跟他们辩论。
I would specifically look for verses in the Bible to argue with them.
看到他们脸红答不上来，我里面非常开心。
And when I saw that their faces turned red and they couldn't give me an answer, then I became very happy.
我觉得主真的非常的怜悯我。
I thought the Lord had mercy on me.
在我根本没有认识他，且从来没有想过要来认识他的时候。
That at the time that I didn't know him and didn't even want to know him.
主真的就在那里，在那里爱我。
The Lord loved me.
我记得我很小的时候有生过两次病。
I remember when I was very young, I had two sicknesses.
是可以死掉的。
They could be to the point of death.
我记得我小时候，我家里人告诉我。
And I remember when I was young, my family members would tell me.
说医生告诉他们，如果再晚来一分钟就救不活。
That the doctors told them if they were late to treat him by a minute, then he would have died.
还有一次是在我初一的时候。
And then there was a time when I was in the first year of high school.
有一天晚上我发烧。
First year middle school, and then one night I got sick.
然后我父亲看到我的情况不太对，就是马上要去医院。
And my dad saw that my condition was not very good and immediately rushed me to the hospital.
我当时在出租车上的时候就已经没有办法呼吸了。
And on the car right there, I could already not breathe.
然后脸就已经发紫了。
And I was already showing signs in my face.
但是感谢主，后来及时到了医院。
But thank the Lord, we made it to the hospital in time.
然后就活下来。
And I lived.
我们的主实在太爱我们了。
The Lord, our Lord loves us so much.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要说你对主的爱一点感觉都没有。
Do not say you have no response to God's love.
你都忘记了。
It's that you have forgotten it.
你忘记了神怎么怜悯你。
You forgot how much mercy God has.
在你怎么还做仇敌的时候，神就已经爱你了。
That when you are enemies of Him, He already loved you.
你都已经忘记了。
You have already forgotten that.
数数看。
Count the times.
主在我们身上做了多少奇妙的事情？
How many miracles the Lord has done in our lives?
这些事情实在是我们在埃及的时候主向我们所施的恩典与怜悯。
This is the love and mercy that the Lord has shown us when we were still in Egypt.
实在太大了。
It's too great.
否则我们真的不知道已经死了多少次了。
We don't even know how many times we have died.
但是神的恩典是为着什么呢？
But what is the purpose of this grace for?
只是为着我们埃及的需要吗？
Is it just to supply our needs in Egypt?
只是为着在埃及一次一次的帮助我们吗？
Is it just time and time again to help us in Egypt?
只是为着一次一次在埃及里救我们吗？
Is it just to save us time and time again in Egypt?
每次我们在埃及有困难有难处都求他，他救我们。
Every time we have difficulty in Egypt, we ask him to save us.
恩典只是为了满足我在埃及的需要。
The grace he gives us is only to satisfy my needs in Egypt.
如果真是这样的，
If this is the case,
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
Brothers and sisters, have you considered this?
主耶稣其实真的不用死的。
Then our Lord did not have to die.
如果恩典只是为着解决埃及的需要的话，
If grace is just to meet our needs in Egypt,
主耶稣根本不用死的。
Then our Lord did not have to die.
一直帮你就好了。
He can just help you.
等到有一天你死了，
And then when you die,
你在火湖，
And then you are in hell.
他在天上，
He is in heaven.
神的恩典不是只在那里帮帮我们。
The grace of our Lord is not just to help us,
让我们舒服一下，
to make us feel good,
帮我们过埃及的生活，
to help us make it through our lives in Egypt,
得着一点的好处，
to get some benefit.
这个实在不是耶稣基督的救恩。
This is not the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
这个救恩太小了。
This is way too small.
这实在是小恩小惠。
And this is just a small favor.
我们读一下路加福音第一章里是怎么说的。
Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
74到75节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 74 and 75.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。
To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
78到79节。
Verse 78 and 79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
我们的神太大了。
Our God is so great.
他的恩典实在是太大了。
His grace is so great.
是我们根本不敢去想的。
It's something we cannot even comprehend.
今天很多人把神的恩典想得太小了。
But so many people consider God's grace to be so small.
把神的恩典想得太廉价了。
And they make it too cheap.
好像就是为着解决埃及的难处。
As if it's just to solve my problems in Egypt.
不是的。
That's not the case.
神的恩典与他怜悯的心肠。
God's grace is so great.
叫他是叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，
is,
要照亮坐在黑暗死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
That it is the day spring from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
把我们从仇敌的手中救出来，使我们可以终生在他的面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
To save us from the hand of the enemy so that we can serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
不是只在埃及得点小恩小惠。
It's not just to receive some small favors in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你说你经历神的恩典，
Brothers and sisters, if you say today you have experienced God's grace,
经历神的怜悯，
you have experienced God's mercy,
经历神的爱，
you have experienced God's love,
但是那些恩典那些怜悯那些爱，
but that grace, mercy and love,
却没有把你这个人从埃及里带出来，
has not brought you out of Egypt,
没有把你这个人从仇敌的手中救出来，
has not delivered you out of the hand of the enemy,
没有使你这个人今天能够在神的面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义来侍奉他的话，
and you are unable to serve him freely all the days of your life,
那你所经历的恩典跟怜悯实在是太小了。
Then the grace and mercy you have experienced is way too small.
原谅我这么讲，你还不认识什么叫神的恩典。
And allow me to say this, that you have actually not yet known what is God's grace.
今天我们在埃及所受到的一切恩典，
all the grace that we have received in Egypt,
在埃及受到的一切怜悯，一切与神的爱，
all the mercy and love we have received,
是为着让我们这个人能够从埃及里出来。
It is so that we can be brought out of Egypt,
经历一切恩典的与怜悯。
And we can receive experience all his mercy and love.
不是为着你，让你在埃及更舒服的过生活的。
It's not so that you can live a better life, more comfortable life in Egypt.
不是让你留在埃及的。
It's not for you to stay in Egypt.
是让你从埃及出来的。
But it's to bring you out of Egypt.
你千万不要把这个搞错了。
Do not get this confused.
以色列人在埃及里所遭遇的一切难处。
All the difficulties that Israelites experienced in Egypt
是为着让他们出埃及。
It's for them to leave Egypt.
那个难处不是为着要去解决的。
They were not supposed to solve their difficulties in Egypt.
那一切的难处是要他们认识世界的本相是什么。
But those difficulties were for them to know what the world is.
让他们认识法老的本相是什么。
To know who Pharaoh is.
让他们认识到你是在仇敌的手下为奴仆的。
To know that they were slaves under the hand of the enemy.
你留在那里就是留在仇敌的手中。
And if you remain there, you will remain in the hand of the enemy.
你留在那里就是留在黑暗的里面。
And if you remain there, you remain in darkness.
就是在死荫的里面。
You are remaining in death.
在埃及是没有平安的路可以走。
In Egypt, there is no way to walk the way of peace.
真的是四周一无安息土。
And it is a place where you cannot find any rest.
我想今天实在是神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
让我们的眼睛能够打开一点。
That our eyes can be open.
我要再说，埃及的难处不是让你去解决的。
And so I want to say it again, that the difficulties in Egypt are not for you to solve.
因为埃及的难处是解决不完的。
Because there are unlimited amount of difficulties in Egypt.
你解决一件事情，法老就要变本加厉的再来要求你。
When you solve one problem, then Pharaoh will give you another problem that you need to solve.
因为在埃及，法老是你的主。
Because in Egypt, Pharaoh is your master.
仇敌是你的主。
The enemy is your master.
埃及的难处是让你出埃及的。
But the difficulties in Egypt are for you to go out of Egypt.
是要从仇敌的手中被救出来。
To be saved from the hand of the enemy.
今天你要换主人。
Today you are supposed to change your master.
要终身在主耶稣基督的面前用公义圣洁来侍奉他。
Before the Lord Jesus to serve him in holiness and righteousness.
这才是圣经里所说到平安的路。
This is the way of peace mentioned in the Bible.
这是圣经里所给我们讲到的福音。
And this is the gospel spoken of in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，如果不出埃及
，Brothers and sisters, if you do not leave Egypt,
是没有任何属灵的路可以走。
There is no way you can walk the spiritual way.
你是不会有一点属灵的长进的。
You will have no spiritual growth.
如果你在埃及难处得到解决的经历
，If you have experienced the you made it through the difficulty in Egypt,
但你这个人却不出埃及。
But yet you do not leave Egypt.
你没有任何属灵的经历。
Then you have no spiritual experience.
那个其实和拜偶像是一样的。
And that is the same thing as worshiping idols.
因为你在那里贪恋埃及的享受。
Because you are enjoying and lusting over the pleasures of Egypt.
以弗所书第五章第五节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5 tells us.
他说有贪心的就和拜偶像一样。
That those who greed are like the idolaters.
真实属灵的经历乃是从你出埃及开始的。
But that your true spiritual experience comes from when you leave Egypt.
是从你与世界分别开始。
Is when you are separated from the world.
不是留在埃及。
Is not to stay in Egypt.
在那里难处得解决。
There, if you solve your problems.
在埃及祷告得答应。
And in Egypt, your prayers are answered.
如果你这个人不出埃及。
But if you do not leave Egypt.
这个人不与世界分开。
And you are not separated from the world.
那个根本不属于。
Then you are not spiritual.
我们经历主的恩典却不出埃及。
If you experience the grace of God but you do not leave Egypt,
那个实在是徒受主的恩典。
Then we are wasting God's grace.
我想钟弟兄在夏令会跟我们交通道。
Brother Jung shared with us in the summer retreat.
旷野的经历是我们能够经历到基督是我们满足的一个前提。
That the wilderness is the backdrop for us to experience, the Lord is our sufficiency.
但是我们要记得一件事情。
But we need to remember one thing.
在圣经里面告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
只有当你出了埃及
Only when you leave Egypt.
只有当你这个人与世界分别之后
Only when you are separated from the world.
你才开始进到旷野的里面
And you enter into the wilderness.
你才开始基督徒的生活
Then you start the Christian life.
你千万不要以为所有的难处都是旷野的经历
Do not think that all difficulties are the experience of the wilderness.
对于很多人他们的难处
To many people, their difficulties are just difficulties of Egypt. It's just the difficulties of making bricks in Egypt. It's just the difficulty of working under Pharaoh. If you do not leave Egypt, and you do not have a clear separation from the world, if you have a determination in your heart, I want to serve the Lord, but you stay in the world, then you will have no experiences of the wilderness. You thought you had experiences of the wilderness. But before the Lord, none of this counts. Unless this experience brings you out of Egypt, and this experience leads you to have a separation with the world, and this experience leads you to change your master, and the direction of your life completely changes. Because otherwise you have not actually started this Christian life. And Christ will not be your sufficiency. Because all your experiences are for Christ to satisfy your need. Then Christ will never be your sufficiency. From there we can start. But we cannot stay there. As long as you stay in Egypt, all your experiences, all your feelings, before God, they are of no value. Because your master is still Pharaoh. Because your master, your rights are still in your own hands. Still in the hands of the world. It is not in the hands of the Lord. Let us read two verses in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and 42. Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and 42.
正满了430年的那一天, 耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来, 这夜是耶和华的夜, 因耶和华领他们出了埃及地, 所以当向耶和华谨守, 是以色列众人世世代代该谨守。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. That this is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. Brothers and sisters, the armies of the Lord must come out of Egypt. And this is the night of the Lord. Because that night, the Lord led them out of the land of Egypt. In your and my life, do we have this night? Is there a day in our lives that in the eyes of the Lord, this is the night of the Lord? On that night, the Lord brought you out of the land of Egypt. On that night, you had a true separation with the world. The Lord is ahead of you. And the world is behind you. And you have decided your whole life to serve Him and follow Him. And that night, you can never forget in your life. And you will not forget. Because that is the night of the Lord. And before the Lord, He will not forget either. This is a sign, a mark in your life. From above, the Lord sees it, God sees it.
主知道,
the Lord knows it.
向着外面, 仇敌看见了, 仇敌知道,
towards those outward, the enemy sees it.
埃及人知道,
the Egyptians know it.
你旁边的人知道,
those around you know it. Because they can all see that you have left Egypt.
向你自己的里面,
and towards yourself within,
你也知道,
you see it.
因为你那一天,
you know it because on that day you change your master.
那一天你可以跟主说, 主啊, 我要一生在你的面前,
and on that day you can say, I serve the Lord in righteousness and holiness.
这不是说我们完全了,
this does not say that we are perfect, that we have no weakness, and that we will never fail.
不是的,
this is not the case.
但因着那一夜是耶和华的夜。
But because that night is the night of the Lord.
你的主改变了。
That your master has changed.
你的目的改变了。
And your purpose has changed.
你的道路所走的路也改变了。
And all your ways have changed.
你出了埃及。
You have left Egypt.
你世界真的分别了。
You have a true separation with the world.
在那里向世界做见证。
And you have testified to the world.
我是一个属主耶稣的人。
I belong to the Lord Jesus.
这是一个表现。
This is a behavior.
这是耶和华领我们出埃及的一个表现。
This is the action that the Lord has led me out of Egypt.
这是一个看得到的见证。
And this is a testimony you can see.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
你要开始真的在主的面前过基督徒的生活。
You will live a Christian life.
你属灵的路真的开始了。
And this is the start of your spiritual walk.
这是主的话给我们清楚看到的。
This is what the word of the Lord clearly shows us.
像这个太重要了。
It is too important.
这个是我们起头该有的经历。
This is the beginning, the first experience we must have.
这个是最基本的经历。
This is the most foundational experience.
今天很多人在那里说。
Today, there are many people who say,
我们要注重与主的关系，要有亲密的关系。
We need to care about our relationship with the Lord. We must have an intimate relationship.
我想这个话，这个 statement 是对的。
I think this word, this statement is correct.
但是被很多人讲出来却是错的。
But when many people say it, they say it incorrectly.
当我们说到与主的关系的时候，
When we are talking about our relationship with the Lord,
其实是有两个关系。
There are two aspects.
或者可以说有两种的关系在哪里
？Or two types of things that we need to look at.
一种乃是说到这个性质上的关系。
One is the aspect of the nature of the relationship.
另一种乃是说到这个程度的关系。
The other aspect is the degree of intimacy of the relationship.
亲密的关系是指着程度讲的。
And the intimacy speaks of the degree of how intimate, how close the relationship.
我想我们一定要。有与主有亲密的关系，这我想我们都该有了。
We need to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. We all know this.
但是只讲这个亲密的关系是不够的。
But when we just speak of this intimate relationship, it's not enough.
这个程度的关系是需要被限定在那个性质的关系的里面的。
This intimate relationship is limited by the nature of the relationship.
只有这样的话，这个亲密的关系才是一个好的关系。
Because only in certain conditions can we have the right intimate relationship.
还是一个健康的关系。
Will it be a healthy relationship?
否则这个亲密的关系反而会成为有害的。
Otherwise, this intimate relationship could cause harm.
我想这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们要一起来读一下主的话是怎么说的。
Let us see what the word of the Lord says.
我们一起翻到哥林多后书第十一章二到四节。
Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 to 4.
哥林多后书十一章二到四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 to 4.
我为你们起的愤恨乃是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他们也就罢了。
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present to you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
保罗在这里告诉我们，
Paul is telling us here,
我们与主之间那个性质的关系是怎么样的？
That what is the nature of the relationship?
主乃是你唯一的丈夫。
That the Lord is your only husband.
你只能有这一个的丈夫。
You can only have one husband.
此外不能有别的丈夫。
You can have no other husband.
并且你是一个贞洁的童女，献给基督，单单献给他了。
And you are a chaste virgin only for Christ.
你向着他是有一个纯一清洁的心。
You have a pure and simple heart for the Lord.
只有一个丈夫。
You only have one husband.
这是我们与主之间那个性质的关系。
And this is the nature of our relationship with the Lord.
是只存在于这个纯一清洁的婚姻的关系里面的。
That this is the pure marriage of your chaste virgin betrothed to Christ.
如果今天你有两个丈夫，
If you have two husbands,
那其中一定有一个是情人。
then one of them will just be your lover.
或者两个都是你的情人。
Or maybe both are your lovers.
你和没有丈夫是一样的。
And it's the same thing as having no husband.
像那个撒玛利亚妇人告诉主耶稣的。
It's like the Samaritan woman who told Jesus.
她告诉主耶稣我没有丈夫。
She said, I do not have a husband.
但是她有五个情人。
But she had five intimate relationships.
没有一个是她的丈夫。
But none of them were her husband.
但是她有没有那个亲密的关系呢？
But did she have that intimate relationship?
我想她一定有啊。
I think she did.
她有五段亲密的关系。
She had five intimate relationships.
那五段都非常的亲密。
And all five were very intimate.
我相信每一段都给她带来一段亲密的享受。
And all of them gave her the satisfaction of the intimate relationship.
就像玛利亚夫人没有讲，没有说谎。
The Samaritan woman did not lie.
每一段亲密的关系都给她有一定的满足。
All those intimate relationships gave her certain satisfaction.
我要问你，今天这个亲密的关系，这样的亲密的关系是好呢，还是不好呢？
But I need to ask you, is this intimate relationship good or bad?
这样亲密的关系是该要呢，还是不该要呢？
Is this intimate relationship one we ought to desire or one we ought to reject?
这样亲密的关系是神所喜悦的呢？还是神不所喜悦。
Is this intimate relationship pleasing to God or displeasing to Him?
像保罗告诉我们有答案。
And Paul tells us the answer here.
神向着婚姻的亲密的关系是有一个愤恨跟嫉妒在那里的。
That God has a very serious view on this, that He is a jealous God.
在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament.
每每当以色列人有了别的神。
Every time the Israelites served another God,
当耶和华神不再是他们独一的神的时候
and the Lord Jehovah God was no longer their one God,
神称呼他们叫做淫妇
then God said that they were
harlots.
神说他们里面有一个淫心 there is a spirit of harlotry in them,
因为他们向着神失去了那个纯一清洁的心
because they lost that pure and single heart and relationship to God.
耶和华神不再是他们唯一的丈夫
and God was no longer their only husband.
弟兄姊妹，今天只讲亲密的关系是不够的。
So brothers and sisters, today just talking about an intimate relationship is not enough.
无论有多亲密都是不够的。
No matter how intimate, it's not enough.
我要问你，你有几段亲密的关系？
I need to ask you how many intimate relationships you have.
你有几个丈夫？
How many husbands do you have?
还是你根本没有丈夫？
Or maybe you don't have any husband.
都是你的情人。
All are just your lovers.
今天人只注重程度上的关系。
Today people only care about this degree of intimacy.
只讲亲密、亲密、亲密的关系。
They only care about intimate, intimate relationship.
就很少有人讲到性质的关系。
But nobody talks about the nature of the relationship.
如果这个性质的关系今天你没有。
But if you do not have the right nature of the relationship,
主耶稣今天不是你唯一的丈夫。
The Lord is not your only husband.
你不是如同贞洁的童女单单献给主的话。
You are not a chaste virgin betrothed to Christ.
你程度的关系无论有多亲密。
No matter how intimate the relationship is,
一点属灵的益处都不能带给你了。
There is no spiritual benefit.
并且你越亲密。
And not only that, the more intimate you become.
这样亲密的关系你越亲密你越发的得罪神。
The more intimate you become, the more you are sinning against God.
一个男生如果和一个女生很亲密的话
if a man has an intimate relationship with a woman,
但是这个男的就是不要跟她结婚
but the man just does not want to marry her.
他和别的很多的女的都有亲密的关系
he also wants to have many other intimate relationships with other women.
今天我就是不要跟你结婚
he just doesn't want to marry her.
我要一直跟你维持这个亲密的关系
I just want to maintain this intimate relationship.
我想请问这样的人是什么人
What would you call this type of person?
我想我不需要说那几个字。
I don't need to say these words.
我们都知道这是什么人。
We all know what type of person this is.
这个人这样亲密的关系越深刻。
And so the deeper this intimate relationship is,
这个人的问题越大。
The greater the problems are.
今天我们不是要来先解决程度的问题。
So we are not here to first solve the problem of how intimate the relationship is.
因为这个是没有尽头可以一直加深下去的。
Because there is no end to this degree.
我们先要来解决这个性质的关系的问题。
But we must first solve the problem of the nature of the relationship.
你必须像纯一清洁的像一个童贞女一样归给主才可以。
We must have a pure and simple heart like a chaste virgin betrothed to Christ.
你必须从埃及的里面出来。
You must come out of Egypt.
你必须单单的要归给主。
You must have a simple and pure heart to offer yourself to
the Lord. 只要来侍奉这位又真又活的神。
To serve the true and living God.
除他以外没有别的丈夫。
Apart from him, we have no other husbands.
只有程度亲密的关系。
And only when we have, then can we have the degree of intimacy.
却不确定这个性质上唯一婚姻的关系。
Oh, if we only care about the degree of intimacy but don't care about the nature of this marriage, this greatly offends and is sin against our Lord. And that is not believing in Jesus. And that is idolatry. And that is spiritual idolatry.
And
so how dangerous a time it is. We are so affected by the concepts this world gives us. And we are deceived so greatly and so deeply by the enemy. The Lord tells us that this is a chaotic and perilous time. Not only do you see all these wicked and evil things happening, but these thoughts and these conditions are affecting God's house. Paul tells us that what Satan is doing today is the same thing as what the serpent was doing to deceive Eve. So that the children of God no longer have that simple and pure heart for the Lord. And so that children of God have another husband. So that children of God have other intimate relationships. And so the children of God have other lovers. In fact, Satan has no problem with you drawing near to the Lord at retreat. And Satan is not afraid that how close you get to the Lord at special conferences. Satan will give you those experiences.
但是同时,
but at the same time, he allows you to have another intimate relationship so that you do not need to be separated from the world. He's telling you you don't need to leave Egypt. You don't need to go to the wilderness. As long as you have that intimate relationship with the Lord, that's good enough. You do not need to separate your other relationships from your other husband. As long as you are close to the Lord, as long as you have a little experience, it's good enough. You don't need to worry about whether you have other husbands or not. So we need to be aware of the work of Satan today. This is a great difference. If we only speak of the degree of intimacy, but we don't speak about the nature of the relationship.
Do
you know how dangerous this is? This is what Paul is telling us. He said this is another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. Many people today say they believe in Jesus. Many people say they believe in the gospel. But what they believe in is in another Jesus. It's a different gospel. It is not the Jesus who Paul is preaching. And it is not the gospel that Paul is preaching. What does this mean? This is the summer retreat Jesus. This is the conference Jesus. This is Sunday morning Jesus. This is the gospel meeting Jesus. But this is not the Jesus who is the true and living God whom you serve. Do you know how many people accept and receive this gospel? And how many people receive this other Jesus? How many people accept this Jesus? And how many people love this other spirit? And the more you have this different spirit, the more people see you have so much love. But Paul tells us that this is a different spirit. This is not the spirit of Jesus Christ. This is not the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是让我们更加圣洁的单一的归给主的。
The Holy Spirit is to make us more pure to serve only our Lord.
那个乃是一个淫心淫妇的灵。
But this is another spirit, a different spirit.
乃是我们有不同的主在哪里。
It is that we have a different Lord.
这些人根本不需要出埃及的。
These people do not need to leave Egypt.
不需要与世界分别的。
They don't need to be separated from the world.
在世界里可以得好处。
They can have good things in the world.
你真的觉得接受另一个福音
And if you really accept this other gospel
接受另一个耶稣
You accept this other Jesus
接受另一个灵
That you receive this other spirit
你会觉得这样的人他的名字会被记在生命册上吗
Do you think that this person's name will be recorded in the book of life
你真的会觉得这样的人可以有一天与主一同作王吗
Do you think that this person could one day reign with the Lord
你和我有没有认出这是今天的危险
Do we recognize that this is the danger we are facing today?
弟兄姊妹我们有没有知道这是今天这个危险的日子已经来到了
Do we see that the perilous times have come? It's here now.
这个危险的日子已经来到了我们的旁边进到我们的里面了
The perilous times are here and have entered into our midst.
这另一个福音
This other gospel
另一个耶稣
Other spirit
另一个灵
Other Jesus, other Spirit.
就在你跟我的旁边。
It is right next to us.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
他说你该知道。
You ought to know this.
你不能不知道的。
You can't not know this.
他说这是一个危险的日子。
That it is perilous times.
人要专顾自己。
That men will be lovers of themselves.
就是什么事情都是从人的角度出发的。
Because everything, the starting point is from ourselves.
都是为着人的好处出发的。
It's for our own benefit.
为着人的感觉出发的。
It's for our own feelings.
从人的意见出发的。
It comes from our own emotions, our own thoughts.
从人的想法出发的。
From our own ideas.
我觉得对，那就对。
I think it's right, therefore it's right.
已经不再是神的话如何说了。
It's no longer centered and focused on God's word.
不再是因为神的话如此说，所以是对的。
It's no longer because God's word said it, so it's right.
对我好那就是好
As long as it's good for me, then it's good.
对我好就是有福
And as long as it's good for me, that's blessing.
已经不再是神的话告诉你什么是好什么是有福的
It's no longer what God's word says is right, what God's word says is blessed.
我们对神家的定义已经超过神的话对神家的定义了
And we already have more words for God's house than what God says.
我们很多时候在那里说有家的感觉
And we often say we have the feeling of the house, of the home.
我们有家的感觉
As long as I have a feeling of a home.
我在这里非常有家的感觉
I have a strong feeling of the home.
什么都可以做
We can do anything.
什么样舒服我们都接受都来做
We accept it and we feel good.
但是神在这里有没有家的感觉
But does God have the feeling of home here?
常常不是我们那么关心的事情
Sometimes this is not something we care about.
我们觉着人觉着好就够了
As long as others see it's good, then it's good enough.
我想今天世界上有很多的组织都在做这样的事情。
And today we see that many people are doing it this way.
那些养老院好像临终的关怀常常做这样的事情。
We see in other denominations that they often do this thing.
那些事情的出发点是什么呢?
But what is the origin of these things?
都是以人为本的。
It is, the focus is on man.
是以人为中心的
it comes out of man
不再是以神为中心
The focus is no longer on God
神不再是所有事情的头了
And God, Christ is no longer the head of everything
神的话也不再有绝对的权柄
And God's word does not have absolute authority
所有的事情都是相对的
Everything is relative
每个人都有自己的看法与解读的
Everyone has their own view and their own thought
我们只要祝福
We only want blessing
我们讨论讨论你怎么看
And we have some conversation. How do you see it?
我怎么看?
How do I see it?
我们综合一下。
And let us discuss a little.
我们好像我们能够agree with each other.
And let's find a middle point to agree.
没有争吵。
And so that we don't have any argument.
大家都能接受。
Everyone can accept it.
就可以了。
That's good enough.
但不是再来看神如何说的了。
But we don't care what God says.
这样的福音今天是何等被人的欢迎啊
And this gospel is so accepted by people today.
这样的耶稣是何等被人的喜欢
And people love this Jesus.
这样的灵是何等被人当作有爱啊
And people view this spirit as love.
保罗告诉我们
But Paul tells us,
你该知道的
You ought to know this.
今天我们在这里是一个危险的日子。
That it is perilous times here.
你不能对这样的事情没有感觉的。
You can't have no feeling towards this.
你必须来知道。
You must know this.
你以前不知道的话。
Before, if you didn't know this.
你今天要来知道。
Today, you need to know this.
教会不是以人为中心的
that the church is not centered around man
是以神的话为中心的
but is centered on God's word
我们是以主为中心的
that our Lord is the focus
我们为着主我们要出埃及的
for the Lord we need to leave Egypt
我们要与世界有清楚的分别的
we need to have a clear separation with the world
我们单单的要来侍奉主的
and we serve the Lord alone
这样的话主就与我们同在
then the Lord will be with us
这里就能够成为神的家
And this can be God's house
因为有神在
Because God is here
神在的地方人就找到安息之处
Where God is then man can find peace and rest
有神被尊重的地方
Where God is honored
我们就在那里遇到真平安
Then we find true peace
我们就在那里找到真正的家
And we find our true home there
我们今天乃是因着一起要爱主一起要跟随主被聚在一起的
And because we love the Lord weCome and gather together.
今天不是为着我们感觉好聚在一起。
It's not because we have good feelings, so we gather together. 今天
实在是危险的时候。
It is perilous times.
你该知道。
You ought to know.
如果今天我们在带一个小组。
If today we are leading a small group.
你在带诗歌。
You are leading a song.
主给我们机会有交通。
And the Lord gives us opportunity to fellowship.
向你负一点的责任。
To give you some responsibility.
你是在打扫卫生也好，饭食也好。
Whether you are serving by cleaning the bathroom or serving the food,
你只要在神的家里面要来服侍他。
As long as you just want to serve him in God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要坚定地站在主的这一边。
Then brothers and sisters, we need to be determined and stand firm on God's side.
我们需要为着主的话站在主这一边。
We need to stand firm in God's word.
必须要站住。
You need to stand firm.
我们需要知道我们今天在这里到底在干什么。
We need to know what we are doing here.
神的家是保罗告诉我们乃是真理的柱石与根基。
That Paul tells us that the God's word must be the foundation and the pillar.
今天仇敌要把这个根基与柱石拆掉了。
And the enemy wants to destroy this pillar and foundation.
你知不知道你跟我有多大的责任
？Do you see how great of a responsibility that you and I have?
神的话不能改变。
God's word cannot change.
神的标准也不能降低。
And God's word cannot be lowered.
我们走不走是我们的事情。
Whether we walk is our problem.
但是神的话不能改变。
But God's word cannot change.
神的标准还是在那里。
God's standard is always there.
有一天基督台前的审判，神还是要拿那个标准来审判我们。
And when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ, God will judge us according to that standard.
我们可以成为失败者。
We could fail.
但神可以呼召别人成为得胜者来跟从他。
But God can call others to be overcomers to follow him.
神不会因着我们的软弱降低他的标准。
God will not lower his standard because of our weakness.
好像使我们能够得胜。
As it, so that we can be overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，神的话不能变。
Brothers and sisters, God's words cannot change.
神的原则也不能改变。
God's principles cannot change.
我们不去管别人的私生活是怎么样的。
We don't care about how others live their life.
但是我们在这里聚会的原则不能改变。
But the principle for how we meet together cannot change.
这是我们需要竭力来追求的。
We need to pursue this earnestly.
这是神的标准。
This is God's standard.
否则我们聚在这里在干什么呢？
Because otherwise, why are we meeting here?
我真的在想，否则我们聚在这里在干什么呢？
I really think, otherwise, if we're not doing this, what are we meeting here for?
虽然我们今天差得很远。
Although we are very far from this today.
但神的标准必须要成为你跟我的目的才可以。
But God's standard must become our purpose and goal.
即使今天不是。
And if it is not,
我们要祷告主啊，让这个成为我的心愿。
We need to pray that this becomes desire in my heart.
成为我今天开始走的路。
That this becomes the starting point for how I walk.
主啊，让我在你的家里，不是在这里徒占土地的。
And that here I am not just taking up space in God's house.
主啊，我在你的家里呢是有一份的。
But I have a part in God's house.
我要在这里来服侍你。
I'm here to serve God.
虽然我们很软弱。
Although we are very weak.
主啊，但我们要经历你是得胜的主。
But we need to experience that you are the victorious Lord.
我们要经历当我们站在那里。
We need to experience that when we stand here.
是你让约旦河分开的。
You allow the Jordan River to.
可以一起在那里见证耶和华是主。
And that we testified that the Jehovah Lord is God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在这里的目的。
This is the purpose why we are here.
否则我们在这里干什么？
Otherwise, what are we doing here?
你该知道。
You ought to know
这个危险的日子已经来了
that the perilous times are already here.
如果你看不见这个日子
if you can't see it,
你不知道这个日子已经来了
you don't know that the perilous times are here.
你对这样的日子没有感觉
you have no feeling to this.
你是不可能警醒的
there is no way you can be alert.
如果我们不知道危险我们是不可能警醒的
if we don't know the danger, we cannot be alert.
我们需要知道我们的仇敌是谁
we need to know who our enemy is.
才能打仗的
Then we can fight.
否则我们不能成为耶和华的军队。
Otherwise, we cannot be the army of the Lord.
因为我们不知道敌人是谁。
Because we don't know who the enemy is.
如果这样，我们又一起出去。
If this is the case and we go out together,
我们好像是耶和华的军队，我们一起出去，却不知道敌人是谁。
We appear to be the army of the Lord, but we don't know who the enemy is, and we go out to fight.
那我们就好像是一个特务，是敌人派来的。
And we appear to be a spy that is sent from the enemy.
我们就成为仇敌手中的工具。
Then we become someone who is used by the hand of the enemy.
我们就在神的家中成为仇敌今天能够使用的工具。
Then we become a tool that the enemy can use.
常常因着我们带来破口。
And because of us, we bring gaps.
我们今天要跟从主。
And so we want to follow the Lord.
我们如果要来服侍主。
We want to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你该知道。
You ought to know.
危险的日子已经来了。
But know this, that perilous times will come.
你该知道仇敌要在这里做什么。
You need to know what the enemy is doing here.
我们的灵里面才会有感觉。
Then we will have a feeling in our spirit.
我们才能够不活在黑暗的里面。
Then we will no longer be living in darkness.
我们才能够不被那个装作光明的天使所欺骗。
Then we will not be deceived by the angel of light.
弟兄姊妹，你该知道。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know this.
我也该知道。
I need to know this.
我们需要常常的勉励，彼此的勉励，我们该知道。
We need to encourage one another that we need to know this.
这个时候不是一个轻松的时候。
This is not something we can take lightly.
那怎么我想神的恩典是无限的。
God's grace is unlimited.
但是神同时告诉我们这是一个危险的时候。
But at the same time, God has told us this is perilous time.
这是一个属灵冷淡的时候。
This is a time of spiritual depravity.
神的话告诉我们因为不法的事情增多了人的爱心就冷淡了。
Because there are so many things against God, man's heart has grown cold.
弟兄姊妹今天冷淡是常态。
And so when we grow cold, this is a condition.
你要向主火热你要像那种诗歌所说的要 press on, 是不容易的。
And if you want to have the heart, like it says in the hymn, that you need to press on, it is not easy.
我们千万不能有一种虚假的盼望。
We cannot have this false hope,
喊一喊口号。
That we just proclaim this slogan.
我们就能够走上来了。
Then we can walk this way.
孙弟兄告诉我们。
Brother Sun told us.
这条路上很多仇敌的攻击。
On this way, there are so many
很多的诱惑在那里。
And there are so many attacks here.
我们不是用一个理想的情况在那里彼此激励。
And we are not just in our dream, our environment that we are pursuing the Lord here.
这个理想要成为我们的目的。
But that this purpose, it must be the Lord's purpose.
要把我们的脚步引到平安的路上。
And this will lead us on the way of peace.
神看见我在走。
And God sees that I'm walking on this
way. 仇敌看见我在走。
And the enemy sees that we are walking on this
way. 我的同伴看见我在走。
And my companions see that I'm walking on this way.
我自己也看见我在走。
And I can see that I'm walking on this way.
当我回头往后一看。
And when I turn around and look,
你看见这条路上写了很多的大字。
And you see all the miracles and amazing things God has done.
它叫做生命的路。
And this is the way of life.
它叫做真理的路。
This is the way of truth.
它叫做十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
它叫做我们团体的路
And this is the corporate way
它叫做西安大道
And this is the highway to Zion
弟兄姊妹今天只有我们成为一个开始往前走的人
Brothers and sisters only if we are those who walk forward
你才知道你在走什么
Will you know what you are walking
只有主的目的成为我们的目的
Only when God's purpose becomes my purpose
我们又是一个在走路的人
Then we can be those who walk
你才能够像八十四篇所说的
Then you can be like what it says in Psalm 84
你在那里越走力上加力
The more you walk, you go from strength to strength.
我们在彼此走，我们就能够成为同伴。
And when we walk together, we become companions.
你千万不要想着在路旁的人今天能够成为同伴。
Do not think that those who are waiting by the wayside can be companions.
拉拉队没有办法成为同伴。
Because these people waiting on wayside cannot be companions.
马可之前在那里为保罗加油。
that Mark was there, he was encouraging Paul.
遇到难处他就退后了。
But when he encountered difficulties, he went away.
直到有一天主把他恢复过来。
Until the day the Lord restored Mark.
直到有一天他的里面能够像保罗一样，我要走在这条路上来服侍，不是这位有真有活的。
Until the Lord touched Mark, Mark could determined to follow on the Lord's way.
我们就告诉弟兄们。
So Paul then told the brethren,
这是我们的好同伴。
This is our dear companion.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天聚在这里的目的。
The brothers and sisters, this is the purpose why we gather here.
每一个人都该知道。
All of us need to know.
我们需要知道我们的危险在哪里。
We need to know the danger is here.
需要在主的面前做一个警醒的人。
We need to be those who are alert before the Lord.
需要在主的面前是一个有唯一一位丈夫的人。
And we need to have only one husband who is the Lord.
当主问我们。
When the Lord asks us,
我们不像那个撒玛利亚妇人告诉主，我没有丈夫。
We won't be like the Samaritan woman who tells the Lord, I don't have a husband.
我们可以坦然无惧地告诉主。
But we can openly tell the Lord,
主啊，你是我唯一的丈夫。
We can boldly tell him, Lord, you are my only husband.
直到今天，你还是我唯一里面要单单来侍奉的那位主。
Even till today, you are the only Lord who I serve.
主啊，没有变过。
Lord has never changed.
你鉴察我的心。
Lord, examine my heart.
主啊，这是我在你面前心里面的光景。
And this is the condition in my heart.
主啊，得着我。
Lord, gain me.
主啊，得着我们很多人。
Gain many of us.
主啊，一起这样的来服侍你。
So that we can serve you together.
弟兄姊妹，你该知道。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know this.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，因为你的话是我们的保证。
Because your word is our assurance.
主啊，你的话是我们脚前的灯。
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
主啊，愿我们都在你的面前成为一群竭力向前的。
Lord, may we all be those who before you are those who press on forward.
主啊，保守我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
没有一个成为被你落下的。
That not one of us will be left behind.
主啊，因为你永远要向前。
Because you are always leading us forward.
主啊， you are the God of all encouragement.
Lord, you are the God of all encouragement.
主啊，鼓励我们走上你的路。
Encourage us to walk on your way.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 那我们今天聚会就停在这里。
Our meeting will end here today.